Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. The Braves win last night.
Yeah, man.
7 runs, bunch of home runs.
Yeah,
Chris
man.
Sale was dealing. You love to see it. We'll get to that. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. We'll talk some college football with BA and an hour away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well.
Big news coming out of the boxing world, because I'm assuming, yeah, I would think the next big money publicity fight is going to be Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. Well, it looks like that fight is going to be on Netflix, which is awesome.
Okay.
So you got to pay $99 to watch a fight where I don't know who's going to win it. I'm thinking Canelo wins it because he might be the bigger fighter. But at the same time, I mean, these are those blockbuster fights that boxing fans want to see.
So that's one of the ones that if you just have Netflix, then you can watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I know you're not a boxing guy.
But
whatever,
I have Netflix.
But you have Netflix, so, I mean, you can make it up.
I have the ads, though. I have Netflix with the ads because I'm kind of cheap.
You still got the ads, Andy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, no trips in 2025. Netflix with the ads, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like $3 cheaper a month or something. I don't mind watching.
I think
watching
a lot of stuff just has ads.
I don't mind watching
a
commercial
here and there. I just got billed $25 for Netflix. Is that $3 cheaper? I was like, wow, it's
oh, maybe it's even cheaper than that. I don't know.
I know just, the WWE has ads.
When they presented me with the options, they were like, here's the lowest price, here's this one, and here's this one. And I was like, lowest price. They were like, you sure you want to watch ads? I was like, I don't care.
But the thing about it is, the only thing about ads, all right, is they always do it when the getting is good.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
That's why I like when I have my, because like my wife and my kids, they're big Spotifyers and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm always been Pandora. I'm going to be Pandora till I go. You know what I mean? And the worst thing about it was when I was jamming, you was in that groove or something like that, and then the damn ads went.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went ahead, I was like, ad-free.
Got the premium.
Got the premium, ad-free, whatever. That's my only issue with doing anything when I watch something on Paramount Plus or something like that, is when you're deep in it and you're all the way up in that thing, and all of a sudden here comes a damn Allstate commercial.
Yeah, no, it's true, no doubt about it.
Something like that, and you can't fast forward them, which makes it even worse.
You can on some podcasts, which is good. Like if you listen to a podcast, you can just click, 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 and then you're back to the action.
Right.
While we're talking about it, why don't you go ahead and download the Odyssey app? That's a great way for you to listen to our show. Like if you're in your car right now, but you're almost to your destination.
Download the app. Shawty, you ain't got a wait
check.
That's
why I did not want to go back there, because
we still
I knew Bo was going to do that.
We still have it.
I knew he was going to do it.
Yeah, it's been too long. It's been too long.
I knew he was going to do that.
Yeah, download it, because you know you got to take us with you everywhere.
That
it's
just wasn't
live
like,
radio.
That wasn't like Gary.
Live app.
That wasn't Gary and Sean Payton back in the day. Just a nice alley-oop to you.
Yeah.
Nice alley-oop
to
you.
That was
everything
nice.
Like that.
That was nice.
Let me get into it.
So just take it with you. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's great. All the podcasts. We did an off-the-cuff podcast this morning. You can have that right there on the Odyssey app.
And it is a solid one.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for the follow-up for tomorrow.
It's a two-part.
It's a two-part.
Maybe longer.
It's a two-part podcast. Yeah. All right. Now we got part one out today.
Yeah. The preview.
The preview of what's going to happen tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tonight. I mean, when we talk tomorrow.
Yeah. And then tomorrow will be the recap.
Yes. So I'm gonna try to get early tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, damn, I gotta pick him up from the airport and everything tomorrow.
Okay.
But I can still get here. Can you be here like at 10? We can have like an hour long podcast.
Do you really want to do that?
No, not really.
Well, because you know. If the thing that's happening tonight goes well, then an hour-long podcast would be possible.
All right,
if the thing that's happening tonight goes poorly, that podcast could be about five minutes.
I will try to get here. All right, I'll tell you this. All right, but I got to pick him up from the airport in the morning. But I will do my best to get here by 10:30.
Can we just tell people we don't have to? We're not going to say anything about what we talked about today or tomorrow. But let's just tell them what it is.
Yeah. Abe has a date.
Abe has a first date.
Abe has a first date tonight.
He's going on a first date.
Yes, and me and Andy have been out the game years. All right. Yeah. But I still know how to woman a woman. You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't go away.
Some stuff like that don't go away.
I will say this. I'm thankful that I'll never go on another first date
in my life.
But I was good at first dates. So it's kind of a shame that skill will never be used.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
The thing what you gotta try to do is try to make it first date-ish with your wife.
Sure. Yeah, we went on a date. You know we went on a date yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, try to make it first date-ish with your wife.
Yesterday was the 9-year anniversary of me moving to Atlanta.
Right.
So we went and celebrated that early afternoon yesterday.
Y'all still
had a happy hour.
Y'all still don't do the hotel thing though. Random hotel date.
Well, we still had to go pick the kids up from school. So it was like just a mid-afternoon hotel hourly.
Yeah, you still ain't done. You still ain't done.
Well, they weren't. They weren't home, so we started out at home, and then we went to a happy hour.
Do the hotel, man.
Maybe next year.
Do the hotel.
Maybe next year. That's a trip. No hotels.
I knew you were going to say
that. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. That's what qualifies as a trip. Yeah, so on tomorrow's podcast, we'll find out how the date went.
Yes.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Mama told me there'd be days like this, or nights, rather, I guess. Not the best outing in the world last night for Juice Johnson.
Oh.
She throws two innings, gives up 6 runs. But we win the game anyway because softball is a team sport. She gets picked up by her teammates. She does her job at the plate. She goes 1-for-1 with a walk, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base. So she did contribute. But hey. Those things happen. So we're back at it tomorrow night in game 2 of the Tri-County, although it's all in one county, I think, softball tournament. This is the big one, and we play Buford on Wednesday night. So time to get at it. Y'all want to talk some nerdy viewership numbers?
Yes.
Oh, no.
100, yes, always.
Let's rewind. Let's rewind back to Friday night. All right? Game 2 of the Stanley Cup. Game 3 of the Women's College World Series. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup drew 1.2 million viewers.
Okay.
Kind of down, I think, from what I'm reading from hockey and the Stanley Cup. Game 3 for the Women's College World Series, most viewed college softball game ever, 2.4 million viewers.
Wow.
Peaked at 2.7.
Well, I will say.
Doubled up hockey.
So surprised.
I was one of the softball viewers. We watched the softball. We didn't watch the hockey.
Oh,
so
I was hockey. So
it wasn't a great game.
I would assume Abe was probably both.
Yes,
Abe
has TVs. 4 TVs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder what the other two were on Friday night.
4 TVs.
Cricket.
I don't know.
Congratulations, Murray State, who punched their ticket to Men's College World Series. Men's College World Series starts on Friday. All 8 teams have punched their tickets. Have you ever heard of the TST?
I can go so many ways with that.
Yeah, I think so.
No, but I got some.
One of the best acronyms ever. It stands for the soccer tournament.
Oh.
This is put on by the guys at TBT. That stands for the basketball tournament.
Okay. All right.
So this is a soccer tournament, 7-on-7. It's been going on for about a week. I think the championship was last night, as Abe described it to me. So Pat McAfee actually owns a team or put together a team for this soccer tournament.
Okay.
I think they lost in the semis. Pat McAfee actually played on his team earlier in the tournament, but was not there on Saturday because WWE Money in the Bank was on Saturday, and Pat McAfee is a color analyst on WWE. So this guy, what's this clown's name?
John.
Oh, Sebastian Salazar, who is one of the play-by-play guys for the TST. It was on ESPNU, if I'm not mistaken, so he's an ESPN play-by-play guy. decides to talk smack about Pat McAfee missing a TST soccer tournament for WWE Money in the Bank.
Hold on. We're hyping up Pat McAfee. He's not even here. Get out of here. What are we doing?
I didn't hype him up. You did. You asked a question. I answered.
Get out of here. You got to be here. Your team's playing for $1 million tomorrow.
Really?
Production, what are you telling me he's got going on? WWE. You know anything about that, Hurt?
I do.
They just
TST greater than WWE for me.
They just ended Money at the Bank.
$1 million?
Yeah, winner gets a mil.
Wow. Did not know that.
But he didn't have to be there for his team to win $1 million.
Yeah,
they did lose that match.
Yeah, did not even know that.
If you want to go look this up, there was a fun Twitter exchange between this guy and Pat McAfee after this, where Pat McAfee ends up calling him a bum, and he's a bum announcer and whatnot. You know, Pat likes to talk trash about ESPN employees. You know, that's what he does.
Like, was it serious? Like, was he serious?
I think it's probably tongue-in-cheek, but the guy started by talking trash about him not being there. So, yeah, you know, go check it out. I can't read you most of the texts that were – you know, put on there.
But it
speaking
was pretty
of the WWE, it seems like a bad fight to pick.
You don't really want to pick a fight with Pat McAfee
at ESPN at this point,
especially if I'm a
he's kind of untouchable.
Yeah. He got like executives that had been there for decades out of there.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You might want to back up.
Like the ESPN U streaming play-by-play guy probably bad fight to pick.
Yeah.
So it was announced a couple of weeks ago that next year's. WrestleMania was supposed to be in New Orleans in 2026. It was announced a couple weeks ago that it was not going to be in New Orleans anymore, that WWE has inked a multi-year deal with the city of New Orleans to make repeat performances as they want to try to trim down the number of cities that WrestleManias are held in, kind of like the NFL does with the Super Bowl. But they took it away from New Orleans. They said a mystery, you know, place was going to be unveiled. Well, they unveiled that place on Saturday night. WWE is headed back to Las Vegas. They're going to do two consecutive years in Las Vegas for WrestleMania, which it was the most viewed, most attended, wealthiest, biggest gate WrestleMania in the history of WrestleMania. So why would you not do that?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like right now they could have WrestleMania on the moon and they would sell it out and everyone would go. But then obviously there's cities that are just better and more fun. And
New Orleans is one of them.
Yeah, New Orleans is one of them. Vegas is one of them. Like it's good. I think the Super Bowl should rotate between like five cities.
I agree.
Like, no offense to other places that build new buildings, but like we don't need to have a Super Bowl in Minneapolis.
No,
you know,
ever again.
But I like, good.
So we've seen the cover of Madden 26. So some new game features were announced recently that are going to be featured in Madden 26 that haven't been on previous versions. So we're going to get a weekly recap for franchise owners. So if you're playing franchise, you're going to get a recap about how you and your buddies did against each other. Okay, cool. Actual team entrances, so teams that have funky entrances, kind of they're stealing this from the NCAA game. They're going to have their own little fireworks and music and whatnot. They're also going to have halftime shows.
Huh. Oh, my God.
This one I'm kind of perplexed about because the last thing I want to sit there and do when I'm playing Madden is watch, even if it's only 3 minutes, I'm like, trying to get to the second half of the game.
Through it. Yeah, you skip through it.
Now, the only way I could see this as possibly being something fun is if they took some of the bands that are on the soundtrack or musical artists, whatever, because they're of all genres, and had them doing halftime shows, that might be kind of cool. I have no idea if that's what they're going to do or what the halftime shows are going to look like, but I don't know if halftime shows are what they need to be spending memory on.
You play this game, right?
On Madden, I do.
And, I mean, I know people that – how? Because you're busy as hell, Bo. Yeah, your schedule goes. How often do you sit and play this game?
So I play – so right now I'm on EA Golf Online, and I play about an hour every night after Tara goes to bed.
Okay.
So I get from like 10 to midnight, 2 hours maybe, and that's when I would play Madden 2.
Okay.
Oh. Not very often.
It just seems like if they were going to make that work, it would have to be like an exclusive performance or something that people hadn't seen before.
I would think so.
And it can't just be the same one over and over again. Otherwise,
but that's likely what it's
– yeah, you just skip past it every single time.
Like if it's just cheerleaders coming out there and doing a halftime show, which doesn't even really happen in NFL games.
No, it does not happen.
I don't even know. What does even happen at halftime of NFL games?
You get up and go get a beer.
I've never been out there.
I don't remember.
I've never been there before.
Right. You've been there.
Yeah, I've never been out there.
I mean, I've been to a million games. I don't remember – like halftime, you're getting up, going to the bathroom. The halftimes are also really short in NFL games.
There are a lot of halftimes that they will do musical performances. Like for big games,
Sometimes at the Falcons, they'll have like a local artist or something like that.
Now, if they put that into Madden, like have T.I. come out there,
that'd
be freaking awesome, but I just don't know if that's what's going to
happen. I love halftime at NBA games because there's so many games. And sometimes you'll have like Goody Mob or somebody good performing, but then sometimes it's just like a frisbee dog, you know? This is like a really talented dog.
Or some guy on a unicycle juggling.
Yeah, or the unicycle guy, or like Red Panda's out there. That's like she's killing it.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, I've seen her, yeah.
She's real cool.
Yeah, yeah, she's been there. Yeah, she's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's incredible.
Yeah. With them plates. She never dropped a plate when you were there?
I never seen her drop a plate. Okay. Or a bowl.
I saw a clip when she dropped a
plate. Of course Abe did. Oh,
yeah,
Abe's
sorry. We know Abe.
Abe sorry dropped
that's
a plate.
That's not a good...
Abe booed her, actually. Yeah. Booed Red Panda.
That's not a good conversation starter there, Abe, okay?
Yeah, don't tell the girl that you booed Red Panda. That's not a good idea. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.